Tina.
Oh, hi, Thomas. Hi. Did I give you
Tina from
time?
California? I never. There's never enough damn time. But we'll, let me get back to the truck here.
Okay.
I erased. Yeah, I definitely erased a few of them. I put down here. All right. Wow.
Now that you're calling me Tina from California, have you been to California before?
That seems funny. Yeah, my dad was a Pearl Harbor survivor, God rest his soul. And
aww.
When I was he was a cool dude, man. I was living in Lubbock, Texas. And he calls me and says, hey, me and your mom are going to be out in San Diego for a reunion at Coronado in Torrey Pines area.
Oh, beautiful. That's a nice area.
It really was. I was 27, absolutely unstoppable. You know the funny thing? Boy, I got a life's lesson. I got scars on my back. And I had the record in high school jumping off the railroad bridges into the reservoir because I jump off in the dark and climb up the bridge.
Wow.
And I got, yeah, so I got my California scars on my back that I didn't realize the pot. Oh, yeah, it was funny. Blew me back into the rock, man. I'll never forget that one.
Yep. I was just going to say that sometimes, especially down in that area, there's a lot of rocks and cliffs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You have to be careful. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
So, I was in, I've been to California. That was my last time.
Okay. So you're overdue for another trip.
You know, yeah, I think I am. There's a lot of liberals in California, though, isn't there now?
Oh, my gosh. Yep. But you know what?
Yeah.
You would like Orange County. That's where we are. Our Orange County is very, very conservative. So we're in a county within the state that's trying to like hold things together because you're right. It's very, very liberal. And there's a lot of like crazy laws in the state that, you know, the governor's passing that are so outrageous that people are leaving the state over it, you know? But I love living out here too much to like just up and leave, you know, over something like that. But plus, you know, like I said, Orange County, we're very, very conservative, which, you know, thank goodness for that. So
are you from there originally? You're native?
No, I'm from Chicago, northwest suburbs of Chicago.
No.
So yeah, I came out here when I was 18 and I never went back.
California girl. Yeah, there you go.
Something about those
bikinis, man.
I know. My friends in Chicago, when they talk to me, they're like, you have a California accent. I'm like, what's a California accent? I don't know what that is.
You don't even sound like you have one at all.
That's what I thought, because I can tell when I talk to them that they have a Chicago accent, but I don't know what a California accent is. So.
I can picture Texas because I lived in Lubbock for 7 years, New York because I was born there.
Oh, wow.
Now they live in Maine, and the Boston's got a really kind of a gross accent. I don't like the Boston accent. They don't pronounce the eight, go to the bar, you know?
Yeah, theirs is very strong. Yeah, I like it, though. It kind of, you know, it's unique. It sets people apart. You can tell when you talk to them
that
they're from Boston, you know?
Yeah, that's a fact. They're real arrogant. They got the worst drivers in the world in Boston. I go through there a couple times a month to go to Cape Cod. It's only 4 hours away.
Worst ones in the world are in Boston.
So you have to
we have
out there? You got a family?
Yeah. I'm married and I have 4 kids and 6 grandkids.
Good for you. That's what it's about. And that's why I'm going to Cape Cod. I have one son and I'm just not, I'm not missing it. They're 23 and they're not coming back to Maine.
Yeah.
And
so
like,
you want to be closer to him because when he starts a family, you want to be close by, right?
Well, and then, yeah, there's more to it than that. The ex-wife is a little in left field, and he's finally realizing that now that he's a grown man. So somebody's got to be down there. But when a grandchild does get here, and houses start at $500,000 down there, so I got to get it. That's the next thing before I get that phone call. You know, I got to be prepared.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's nice. You know, my youngest daughter is 23, so they're the same age. So that's good that you want to be close to him. That's really cool.
Yeah, she's the only one I ever have. And I ain't missing it. You know, when I moved up here.
Is he an 01 baby or is he 2000?
No, he's 2000. When we didn't have a president.
November 8th, 2000.
Yeah, we didn't have a president that day. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Wow, that's historical. Yeah, and he was like so close to the election, right?
He was very close to the election.
Wow.
And that's another thing. I was there for his birth, man. It's the damnedest thing I ever laid my eyes on in my entire life. I feel so close to this kid. We just, we're tight. Yeah, we're tight. He met a little gal. They met in fourth grade in their little grammar, in a little elementary school.
Those are the cutest couples.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Her name is Josie. Good looking gal now, boy. I'll tell you, I was like, dude, and she so has his back. You know, you can tell it's just genuine, man. It's just like, you know, when they're calling each other honey and sweetie, when they're 23, they've been living together solidly for almost 7 years already.
Wow.
Couldn't keep apart, man.
Oh. When's he going to pop the question?
Oh, he already did. Are you kidding me?
Oh, he did. Oh,
yeah,
he can't let her get away. She sounds like she's a sweetheart.
No. Yeah, Josie's a looker, but she's loyal, man. She was so cool to give you a deal to, you know, before the sex thing kicked into gear. She says, I don't even want to hear about it until I'm 18, which I thought was cool for her to make a statement like that. You know, it's not even up for discussion until I at least turn 18, and I thought that was good.
Yeah, good for her,
Yeah, she's, and her mother used to say to me, she's just going to end up pregnant. And it kind of pissed me off. Her parents are divorced. You know, my sons are obviously myself. And I said, Josie, talking to them one day. And, I was kind of not the cool dad that would let him get away with anything, but can Josie stay over tonight?
Yeah.
And,
and you let him.
And I said, well, I said, and I laid what I said at what I said, you guys just, you know, be good. I said, just do the right thing here. And I did. You know, you could tell you couldn't keep them apart.
Yeah.
So, they're doing well. She's cutting hair like it's going out of style.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord God. Look, the Motley Crue just walked in. They're doing well, so they're not coming back.
Yeah. I love it. That's very good.
Yeah. It really is. He's working at a BMW dealership and, you know, wrenching on cars as a tech assistant.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
And then I told them both, chase the dream. Don't go for the paycheck, because then 30 years will go by and you just chase what you really want to do and do that.
Yeah.
And they got to get them pre-qualified to buy a house. And like I say, they started at $500,000.
That's good advice for them too, you know, because there's that saying, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, you know. So
that's exactly right.
Chasing their dream. And, you know, she's on a good path too, because the hair industry, there's so much money in that these days, you know.
You know what's cool about it? She's down in a place where these little ladies used to come in once a month with the pool and the Mercedes, and now they love that new fresh face, and they're coming in like weekly. And the $20 tips have turned into hundreds.
Oh,
and
yeah, just, I believe it.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And so it's
now,
kinda...
are they living in Orleans too, which is the city you're looking at?
No.
Or are they just close to that?
No, they're living in Hyannis, right? Not far from
Hyannis.
You know, you got Hyannis.
Oh, yeah,
Hyannis.
I saw that on the map when I looked it up. I saw the Hyannis. That's the bigger city on the Cape Cod, right?
Yes. Tina,
yep.
I hate to – Can I sign off here for 5 minutes? Somebody just owes me a boatload of money, just pulled in my driveway, and I got to get a check. And please call me right back. Give me about 30 minutes or something.
No worries. I'll talk to you then. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Tom. Bye.